Hey guys, this is OVW Superstar Dimes, and you are listening to Wrestle Life Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Life Radio. My name is Matt Sin, and today we're doing a very special episode because we're promoting Generation Championship Wrestling this weekend on WrestleMania weekend in Tampa, Florida. And today we have a very special guest to tell us all about it. We have indie wrestler Killer Kate. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm really excited about the show. Just happy to be here.
Yeah. So is this your first time gonna be is this your first time wrestling in Florida?
Yes, it'd be my first time wrestling in Florida.
Awesome. That's really great. That's really cool. And so you're pulling double duty this weekend, I believe.
Yes, I have two events coming up. They're gonna both be in that same venue down in Tampa, under kind of the We Run This Town banner for GCW. So it's going to be a crazy whole day that's happening on a Friday.
That's really cool. That's really cool. So the first one that you're doing is for Best in Class with a young professor who is a friend of the channel, really nice guy, Matt Grafer. And how did you come to get hooked up with him?
Actually, he's the one that reached out to me. Initially, I had made kind of like this post basically on Twitter and stuff saying like, hey, I'm going to be down there. I don't have any plans, but I'm just trying to, help out however I can, or I'm available for shows and stuff like that. And it was actually through, from what I was told, Robin Reed, who books the kind of like the women's division down at GCW, kind of threw my name out there as like, hey, possibly her. And from there, the young professor, I've seen a lot of his stuff like online and stuff like that. So it's kind of a real honor to be selected to be a part of this show that's just gonna kind of like kick off the whole event basically on Friday. It means a lot.
Yeah, it's actually going to be a really exciting event. If I'm understanding it correctly, it's going to be like a up and comer type thing where it's going to showcase a lot of new talent, and of course it's going to be main evented by former WWE superstar Lio Rush and Casey Navarro, and that's really going to be a great match. So I'm really excited about this event. I think it's going to go over really well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think kind of when they threw that main event on the top of it kind of sets the bar for the rest of us, right? The up and comers, we definitely have to step up our game and kind of put on this whole great event, especially with a main event like that. Like that's just going to blow everything out of proportion. Just like I'm so excited for the whole show basically.
Yeah, it's really interesting because that's a huge main event, and they have another entire show following that. So it's going to be, if you guys are in Tampa this weekend, it's going to be on Friday. You absolutely need to go because it's going to be really great. I know longtime listeners know about Izzy James. He's actually going to be wrestling at the same event. So it's going to be good. Ray Fury is going to be there. A lot of great names. It's going to be a really fun show. So tell me about Jannai Kai. Have you ever been in the ring with her before?
I have not. Honestly, I've seen a lot of her stuff. Like that's why when I was told that I'm gonna be facing up against her, I was really excited actually about this matchup because I have seen some of her matches online, like at Shimmer and various different promotions. And I think we'll just have a very interesting contrast of styles in that she's the stand up, karate, Muay Thai kind of stuff, and I'm more like the ground game, submission, grappling. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see which style wins out in this battle.
Yeah, that's actually going to be really cool. I'm really so you, if I'm understanding correctly, you're a submission specialist, right?
Correct, yes.
That is actually my favorite type of wrestling. I grew up, one of my absolute favorites was Dean Malenko
Oh,
and
yes.
Daniel Bryan, of course, now. And even in Helico, and Helico's stuff in AEW is
Yes.
just absolutely insane. So, actually, to prepare to chat with you, I watched a couple of your matches, and I love that type of mat wrestling that you do. You don't see it very much, and you specifically don't see it in women's wrestling. So I think you've got a real niche that a lot of people don't, or a real niche that you can fill.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I think kind of like you said, some of those stars that you kind of mentioned are definitely some of the people that I've looked up to kind of growing up and stuff like that in the world of wrestling. I come from like a jiu-jitsu kind of MMA background, so it was just always interesting to me and the fact of like even if you're a smaller kind of person, you can still take somebody down basically by tapping them out and stuff like that. Yeah. So I think that's always been an interesting style. And like you said, not a ton of women do it, even though I do think especially grappling is a women's sport just because of because of that size difference thing. So I would love to see more of it. I know that there's a lot more of a kind of like a renaissance coming back of the grappling style right now. So, you know, I'd love to see it.
Yeah. And so that's going to be, this show is going to be taking place this Friday at 10 a.m. At the Egypt Shrine Center in Tampa, Florida. And you're also wrestling in the same place later that day. I believe it starts at 4. Am I correct?
That's correct. Okay.
Tell me a little bit about that and who you're going to be wrestling.
I'm going to be wrestling Stephanie Vecor. I'm going to accidentally mess up her name, Vecor. Not entirely sure how to pronounce her last name correctly, so I don't want to mess it up. But she's been in CMLL, she's been in Stardom, she's kind of been all around the world. So, and she has a similar kind of grappling jiu-jitsu background. So I think that's going to be a very interesting matchup of like our styles are more similar in that aspect. So who's going to kind of come out on top of that? And honestly, this show, Do You Have to Be All Pro versus the World, kind of came about in the fact of me and another person from this is my original academy where I graduated from, Do You Have to Be All Pro.
Yeah.
Decided that we were coming out here, and then it kind of just dogpiled and that more people were like, well, I want to go. Like, I want to go too. And they had an open time slot on the GCW shows. So we just decided to basically do a whole event down there and kind of showcase the students from the academy kind of against the stars of the world and kind of a student showcase in that aspect.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Yeah, so how does it feel, and maybe you've done it before, I have no clue, how does it feel to wrestle twice in one day?
It's definitely exhausting. I've done it only kind of like in a tournament aspect of like, you know.
Oh, I watched that against Christy Janes and Jordan Grace, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So that was kind of where, I guess, over the course of maybe almost about the same time where it was like a couple hours difference because that was a long show there.
Yeah.
It's just different in that, like, you know, you're always told, you know, once you go into the ring, leave everything in the ring, basically leave all your energy and stuff like that. And then now it's like, oh, okay, well, also you gotta compete again in a couple hours. And you're like, I just left it all out in the ring. Like, okay, now I guess I gotta hype myself back up and kind of get back in that mindset of I'm about to step in the ring again and stuff like that. So it's definitely I could feel like it's definitely exhausting, especially for people who are wrestling, you know, even more than I am this whole week and stuff like that. It's going to be exhausting, but rewarding, I think is the best way to put it.
Have you been to a WrestleMania weekend before?
I honestly have not. Like, every time that a WrestleMania has kind of been around me, like in the Dallas area, I was kind of not really into wrestling at that time. And then I just haven't had the opportunity yet. So I'm really excited about this year and then also next year when WrestleMania comes to the Dallas area again. So it will kind of be in my neck of the woods. And so that will be interesting.
That's really great. Are you actually going to WrestleMania?
I am not as of this time, but I'll never say never. Like if the situation happens where like, somehow I get a ticket, like, and then I'm also free during that time, cause I'm planning just to try to stay as busy as I can, then I'm not going to say I won't go because, you know, at the end of the day, the coolest thing about WrestleMania, right, is the production value and the whole pageantry behind it. So I definitely want to see that once in my life. Maybe not this week. It might not happen. But, you know, once. I want to go once for sure.
I gotcha. I totally get it. Well, Kate, thank you very much for hanging out with us. And again, this Friday, April 9th at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., at GCW Generation Championship Wrestling. And of course, the 10 a.m., please support the Young Professor. That is the best in class. If you are in Tampa this weekend, make sure to go support Kate, Izzy, Matt, and the rest of the crew. Kate, tell us a little bit about how we can find you on social media.
Super simple. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at WrestleKate. That's just at WrestleKate on there. And for those shows on this Friday, I know they have their tickets up on Eventbrite.com. So that's the easiest way to get tickets for those shows.
Okay. Awesome. And GCW Best in Class only has two front row tickets left. So
make sure
to get them. Make sure to get them, ladies and germs. I'm trying to plug for my buddy Matt, man. ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We'll do a full indie focus with Kate very soon. Kate, we hope you have an absolute blast this weekend. I know you will.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, please follow us at Wrestle Life Radio on Instagram and Facebook, and at Wrestle Life Pod on Twitter. You can follow me at Wrestle Life Matt on Instagram and Twitter. And we hope you all have an absolutely wonderful day.